Welcome to the audio support of Chapter 2 of our Burmese language book. The objective of Chapter 2 is to practice the three tones again. It also introduces the way nouns in Myanmar can be formed. In general, the practice works like this. First, you hear a Burmese voice, followed by a pause for you to practice. Then the Burmese voice will repeat the phrase. Listen first to the three tones of sa. First the short or creaky tone, then the low tone, and third the high tone. Listen and repeat.
Sa, 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 sa.
Listen to the first four example sentences in Chapter 1.
Sade, sade, same, same, sadala, sadala, samala, samala.
In the chapter, we introduce the noun food and also the noun meat. Listen to the difference.
Asa, asa, this is food. Ata, ata, this is meat.
Listen now to the four examples with which you can practice sentences with a noun.
Ata sade, ata sade, ata sadala, ata sadala, ata same, ata same, ata samala, ata samala.
The noun fish is a challenge because of the consonant
na,
which is difficult for a European speaker to pronounce. Listen to the examples.
Nga sade, nga sade, nga sadala, nga sadala, nga same, nga sa me, nga sa mala, nga sa mala.
This was not easy, right? We would like to finish the audio lesson with a more advanced sentence, which is not covered by Chapter 2. When you visit a Myanmar family, a typical way to greet you would be to ask you whether you have eaten. So the question that you might hear is, have you eaten yet? Listen what it is in Burmese and repeat.
Sa bi bi la. Sa bi bi la. Sa bi bi la. Sa bi bi la.
This concludes audio lesson 2.